啊，愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
使徒行传是我们教会发展的蓝图。
The Acts of the Apostles was a blueprint for our church today.
哦，那使徒行传里面记载好几次，信徒的人数增加。
The Acts of the Apostles records a multitude of recordings in which members had grown in number.
那今天我们也很希望我们教会的信徒会增加。
Today we also have the same wanting for our church that our members can also increase.
啊，所以我们只要在圣经能够查考得很清楚，然后照着这样来做，我们信徒就会增加。
So if only we reverently and conscientiously study the Bible, then our numbers in our church will grow in the same way.
其实教会发展我们并不是第一代。
So in the growth of the church, we are not considered the first generation.
当初主耶稣拣选的12个使徒，他们是第一代的工人。
When Jesus had chose the 12 disciples, they were the first workers of the church.
他们已经留下美好的教宗，让我们来追寻。
They had left a glorious baton for us to pass on.
第一次人数增加是3000个人受洗。
So the first growth of the church was when 3,000 people were baptized.
原因是当时教会在神的面前有能力。
And the reason was that in the midst of the church, Jesus had power in the midst of the church.
他们注重祷告，被圣灵充满。
And that the church had power in the midst of Jesus and what happened was because they prayed a lot.
所以有能力就能够突破当时的周围的困难。
If there's a lot of power, it can break through all difficulties.
那第二个是人数的增加，是受洗以后，三千人受洗以后。
The second time was when after 3,000, these 3,000 were baptized.
在第二章的47节。
In Acts chapter 2, verse 47.
天天都有人受洗。
And say here that daily those were being saved.
这个原因就是从42节开始。
And the reason stems from verse 42.
就是在基督里面创造新的文化。
That is, they studied steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship.
在基督主耶稣里面创造新的 new culture 新的文化。
And so this stemmed a new culture in Jesus.
也就是让教会成为一个家庭。
And so that church can become a household.
这样就能够包容各种不同文化的人。
And so this can encompass all kinds of different cultures of people.
那今天我们上来查考第三次人数增加。
So tonight we're going to discuss the third time in which this number of church members grew.
我们看使徒行传第六章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 6.
第七节。
Chapter 6 verse 7.
第六章的第七节。
Chapter 6 verse 7.
神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒增加，数目增加甚多，有许多祭司信从了这个道。
Verse 7, then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith.
这是说，门徒的数目增加甚多。
It says here that the number of the disciples multiplied greatly.
然后祭司也信从这个道。
And that many of the priests were obedient to the faith.
这个是结论。
So this is a conclusion.
那第一节到第六节这是原因。
So verse 1 through 6, it was the reason.
那如果我们看使徒行传第六章第一节，我们发现使徒教会有一点问题。
So we realize in verse 1 that the church of the apostles at that time, there was a problem.
所以我们看了第一节。
So let's look at verse 1.
门徒增加甚多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言。
Verse 1. Now in those days when the number of the disciples were multiplying, there was a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists.
这个说希腊话，这个就是在国外生长的犹太人。
And those that spoke of, that were the Hellenists, these are ones that had grown outside in that Greek lifestyle.
他虽然是犹太人，但是他只讲希腊话。
Even though they were Jewish, but they spoke Greek.
好像在海外生长的中国人，他只会讲英文。
It is like overseas Chinese that can only speak English.
然后向希伯来人发怨言。
And then over here it said there is a complaint against these Hebrews.
也就是说，像讲希伯来话的 犹太人发怨言。
It is like a complaint that is spoken by Greek-speaking Jews.
那问题在哪里？
So what? Where is the problem?
第一节下半句。
It is in the second half of verse 1.
他们在供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
Because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution.
因为他们都在一起用饭。
Because they were together partaking in the meals.
那当他提到这个问题的时候，他特别强调是说希腊化的犹太人。
And when this problem came about, it was put further emphasis on these Greek-speaking Jews.
所以我们也可以讲说，这个误会很可能跟言语跟文化不同有关系。
So this complaint probably arose from the different cultures and the disparity in the languages.
那我们从第一节看到教会的问题，但是第七节看到教会的兴盛。
We look at the problem in verse 1 and the revival in verse 7.
第一节在讲问题。
Verse 1 states the problem.
第七节在讲教会圣工的兴盛。
And so verse 7 talks about the works in the church and what had happened.
其实如果我们在教会做圣工做越久，我们很怕教会发生问题。
So realize if we do work in the church, we have this fear that some problem will arise.
因为教会发生问题啊，常常接下来是一段圣工停顿的时间。
So when there's a problem that comes up, then this is a time when the work will be affected.
但是我们仔细看这个使徒教会啊，问题发生，但是结果是圣工更加的兴旺。
We see in this example, when the problem arose, the result was that the work was, and the numbers were ever the more stronger.
那这个就让我们来思考，为什么我们教会，有时候问题发生，圣工就停顿；使徒教会问题发生，圣工反而发展。
So why is it that in our church, when problems happen, the work is negatively affected, but in this situation, it actually prospered?
我想从两方面来看。
I would say we can look at it from two facets.
第一方面就是使徒教会的信徒。
And the first is the spirituality of the church.
教会的信徒。
Of the church members.
那后来记载说人数已经增加到第四章已经增加到五千了。
And though by chapter 4, the number of the church was up to 5,000.
那到第六章可能已经不止五千了。
So by 5,000 is probably not close to 5,000.
我们知道人一多就很杂。
We know that when there's a lot of people, there's a sort of a mix-up.
那这个很杂，教会就很难带领。
So if there's a lot of mixed, then it's hard to guide the church.
那使徒教会为什么很好带领？
Why is this apostolic church easy to guide?
如果我们从第五章来看。
If we can look at verse chapter 5.
这个第五章啊，亚拿尼亚事件发生以后。
And so in chapter 5, after what happened to the Ananias and Sapphira.
我们看第五章的十一节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 11.
全教会跟听见这个事人都惧怕。
So everyone heard about this, and they were in great fear.
这个惧怕就从敬畏神来的。
And this fear comes from the fear in God.
因为亚拿尼亚夫妻两个人被抬去埋。
When the couple had been brought to be buried,
神在教会行审判
and God at that time was judging.
所以大家都很害怕
So everyone was really afraid.
很敬畏神
Everyone was reverent toward God.
所以这个教会的信徒如果大家都不敬畏神这个教会很难带领
If in church the body does not fear God, then it's hard to guide that church.
但是如果每个信徒都很怕神很敬畏神这个教会很好带领
But if we are all able to be reverent toward God, then this church will be easy to guide.
那从第五章的十二节。
Then look at chapter 5, verse 12.
特别是十三节。
And especially chapter verse 13.
这些信徒很尊重当时的工人。
And over here, the people at the time were very reverent toward the workers.
因为当时的工人有很清楚神的同在。
Because those workers were very clear of God's presence and abidance in their life.
所以这样的教会啊，有问题很容易解决。
So the problem in the church would be easily figured out.
因为教会是主耶稣的身体。
Because the church is the body of Jesus Christ.
但是教会是人组成的。
But the church itself is a building built by man.
我们大家知道，有人的地方一定有问题。
We know that wherever humankind exists, there are problems that dwell.
包括我们自己的家庭也是一样。
That includes our own households.
啊，即使有爱，也是还是会有问题。
Even though there is love, problems still abound.
哦，但是有神的地方一定有答案。
But where there is God, there is an answer.
哦，所以能够让教会从问题当中啊，能够突破成长，就是要找到神对问题的答案是什么。
So we can break through from these problems and then find the true answer amidst this all.
这个最困难。如果这一点能够找得到，我们不怕问题。
And this is the hardest part. If we are able to hit the crux of this matter, then there's anything would be easy.
就是神对我们教会问题的答案是什么？
Then that is regarding what is the answer that God has for our church.
那当时啊，问题发生以后。啊，这些十二个使徒就要来讨论怎么去解决。
So when this problem happened, the 12 disciples had to engage in a discussion on what to do next.
如果我们把第六章十二节把它遮盖起来
，If we
第二节以后把它遮盖起来
，If we cover just cover up verses 12 through 15 of chapter 6.
第六章第二节以后我们把它遮盖起来。
If we actually sort of cover up the second half of chapter 6,
那我们现在来讨论啊，这个教会问题要怎么解决？
Then we will discuss on how this problem can be solved.
你会发现每个人的答案都不一样。
You will realize the response of everyone will be different.
可能把它解释说啊，言语不通啊，所以要翻译，然后要注重沟通。
Some will say the language. There was a language problem, so there needs to be interpretation.
那也可能人会把它解释说，那既然言语不通，最好是分作两个教会。
So others will say, because of the problem of language, we shall divide into two churches.
但是这些使徒却能够在问题里面看得很深入，去找到那个关键。
But these disciples were able to really see the deeper meaning behind all of it.
这个就是属灵的智慧。
And so this is the spiritual wisdom.
所以我们今天带领教会真的是需要求神给我们智慧。
So today, if we are to lead the church, and we have to ask God to guide us or grant us spiritual wisdom.
那这个使徒所给的答案其实就是教会发展的方向。
So the answer that the disciples gave was into the direction of the church prospering.
所以我们看使徒的答案是什么。
So let us look at what is the answer from the disciples.
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
十二个使徒对众门徒来说，对他们说：“我们撇下神的道，管理饭食，这原是不合宜的。”是第三节。
Verse 3.
所以弟兄，当从你们中间拣选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他管理这个事情。所以这个使徒就很清楚看出来问题的关键就是使徒没有尽到做使徒的本分。
So the disciples clearly saw the heart of the matter is that they actually saw what it means to be a disciple.
因为使徒最重要的工作是祈祷跟传道。
So the disciples' most important work is to be able to lead and also the pastor.
那现在人数增加到五六千人，他也要管理饭食。
And so even in a church of 5,000 to 6,000 people, the disciples would have to care about the distribution of food.
那饭食就管得不好。
So in this case, the distribution of food was not taken care of properly.
那祈祷传道也受到影响。
So the disciples and members had also would be negatively affected.
那这个管理饭食啊，以今天来讲，应该算是比较注重于行政上的工作。
So in actuality, this daily distribution matter would be something of a logistic.
对，那祈祷传道这个比较注重宣牧的工作。
But then, if it was the work of a disciple, then it would be more under a pastoral avenue.
所以我们这个教会要发展那有这个宣牧的工作，也有这个行政的工作。
So there's two avenues of work that we can see in our church, such as general affairs and pastoral.
那用行政来带领教牧，这是方向上的错误。
To use general affairs to
行政带领教牧
administrative to lead in the pastoral avenue, that is that is not the right direction.
行政是在支援教牧。
And so administrative or general affairs is to support the work of the pastoral.
所以我们教会到最后的结论就是宣道跟牧养。
So in the end, our two avenues that we have that we lead are pastoral and evangelism.
那所有总务、教务、就是说总务、财务还有所有其他的工作，都是在支援这两个工作。
So for the financial and general affairs, these different works support us evangelical and pastoral.
那这样啊，这个团队才能够组得起来。
So that this group can rise and prosper.
所以我们就可以看得出来啊，当时使徒教会发展的方向。
So then we can clearly see the direction in which the church was prospering.
就是使徒要去祈祷传道。
And that is the disciples have to take care of pastor. They have to perform the work of pastoring.
然后让 七个人啊，来管理行政的工作。
And there was chosen seven elders to take care of the general matters.
那这个叫做教会的方向。
And this is the so-called direction of the church.
所以我们现在再来看，那在教会里面哈，到底是谁在做决定？
In church, let us look at closely who exactly makes the decisions.
因为我们如果从世俗的观点来讲，什么叫做权力？
So in a worldly matter, we can look at it. We ask ourselves, what is this authority?
或者 power.
Or power.
其实权力就是做决定。
So power is actually the ability to make decisions.
一个在一个公司里面，谁最有权力，他做决定那个人就是最有权力。
So in a company, who has the most power? The one that makes the decisions.
那教会的权力在哪里？
So where is the church's power at?
也有人提出什么神政民主，这个圣经是没有这句话的。神政啊，是神在掌管，但是人民做主。So
there is a concept of God being the master, and that people are their own lords.
那如果我们从使徒行传第六章来看。
Then if we actually look at this Acts chapter 6,
我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
大家都喜悦这个话, 就拣选司提反, 乃是大有信心的。 这个当时这个七个人谁选的？
So at that time, who chose these seven?
是大家选的。
It was actually the multitude that chose them.
但是那个原则, 那个方向是使徒定的。
But the real crux of the matter was established by the disciples.
那这个方向就是神的旨意。
This direction was God's will.
所以我们教会如果要提倡民主，有一个条件。
If our church wants to bring up a multitude, we have a certain condition we have to follow.
就是大家的灵性要高。
And that is everyone's spirituality should be elevated.
要明白神的旨意。
That we must understand God's will.
那这样大家来做决定，这个没有问题。
And so in this way, when everyone makes a decision, it's no problem.
但是如果把社会搬到教会来，这就很危险了。
But if you bring the societal factors into the church, this is a dangerous move.
社会的民主是注重民意基础。
So in society, the custom is to put yourself first, like as if you were the master.
很注重草根了，这是一般的民众。
It is emphasizes grassroots.
但是教会讲的民主完全倒过来，教会讲的民主是注重神的旨意。
But what church is emphasizing is the God's will.
所以如果大家都很明白神的旨意啊，教会民主是好事。
If the church really understands God's will, then good things will happen.
那要达到这一点呢，就是大家要注重灵性的追求。
To hit this target, we must really understand the pursuit of our spirituality.
那如果灵性没有进步，一直在讲民主，这个教会会乱，不然就会退化。
If we don't emphasize the improvement in our spirituality and then on the earthly matters, then the church will be in crumbles.
那神的旨意要拣选工人的条件是什么？
So what kind of circumstances or conditions that God has to choose his workers?
其实这几个人是管理分子，做行政的工作，也是有属灵的条件。
So these seven men took care of the general matters, and there had to been a spiritual guidelines that they needed to meet.
我们来看第六章的第三节。
Let's please refer to chapter 6, verse 3.
使徒行传6章的第3节。
Verse 3.
所以从你们中间拣选七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。这里提到三个条件。
So there are three conditions or criteria that these people have.
第一个就是要好名声。
And the first one is to be of good reputation.
这个好名声跟我们在传道书里面讲人不要追求世界上的名那个名不一样。
So this good reputation is different from what we see as fame in Ecclesiastes. It's a different meaning.
这个世界上出名那个名本身是空的。
So the fame of this world is empty.
这个名大概一般是从职位上来的，在公司或社会的职位来的。
So reputation, fame, or status is extracted from the corporate society.
但是教会里面讲这个好名声是从一个人属灵的生命有改变来的。But
good reputation in churches is pointing to a person whose life has been transformed by the Spirit.
他的身上能够彰显出神的形象，主耶稣的品格。
So that from his body it can emanate the light of Jesus Christ.
有主耶稣的谦卑。
And this person exhibits the humility of Christ.
有主耶稣那种怜悯。
And also have that mercy or forgiveness or the mercy that
有主耶稣的公义圣洁。
And also the authority that God and his holiness that God has.
这种在生活上有这实际的表现，就会有好名声。So
if you're able to possess these types of traits, then you will shine the light of Jesus Christ.
所以这是从属灵上追求来的。So
this is a result of the pursuit of improving your spirituality.
那为什么好名声要摆在第一位？So
why is good reputation put in the first place?
因为有好名声才有榜样。
Because when you have a good reputation, then a good example is set forth.
那有榜样才有办法带领。
So when there's a good example that is set, there is it's easy to guide.
因为在教会里面真的需要有榜样，主耶稣看不到。
So in our church, we need good examples because we can't visibly see Jesus.
所以最简单就是看教会里面的人。
So the easiest way is to look upon those that are in the church.
所以第一个条件就是要好名声。
So the first criterion is to have good reputation.
虽然这一句话，但是这已经代表一个人的灵性。
This is just a simple phrase, but it represents a person's spirituality.
所以我们在教会里面的服事。 我们跟每一个人的私生活是有关系的。
So for those who are the workers in the church, this has a direct relation with their lifestyles.
如果一个人生活没有改变，这个人很难有好名声。
If this person in church does not able to transform their life, then it's really hard for them to be able to serve fully.
所以我想要做圣工，但是我生活跟世界上人一样，这个很难。
But if you want to become a work for God, but then your life and then your spirituality is different, then it's really hard to serve fully.
那如果我真的想要受生活，我生活一定要改变。
So to really want to serve, we need to tell ourselves to change our lives.
在生活上能够表现神的样式。
So that in our lives, we can manifest the likeness of Christ.
那这个是叫做有好名声。
So this is what is to have a good reputation.
好，那第二个条件。
And the second criterion.
我们再回来看第6章第3节。
Let's look back at chapter 6, verse 3.
下面说, 被圣灵充满。
And it says here, to be full of the Holy Spirit.
那为什么管理饭食, 这个行政工作要被圣灵充满呢?
Well, why would someone who deals with general affairs need to be full of the Holy Spirit?
这个有几个原因呢?
There are a few reasons.
第一个, 圣灵充满后, 比较容易同心。
So, someone that is filled with the Holy Spirit is able to be more harmonious with others.
如果我们有参加过美国的NCC会议，我们就有这个结论。
So for those that have attended NCC, there is a conclusion we made.
80年代NCC开4天了。
So in the 80s, NCC was over a span of 4 days.
有时候开到半夜。
It even lasted till past midnight.
大家学问都很高，头脑都很好。
So everyone's scholarly standard was high, and they were able to think clearly.
那就是因为这样啊，很难有结论。
So because of this, there it was hard to find a central decision.
那一直到90年的后期。
And so in the latter half of the 90s,
就开始有祷告。
Then the participants would pray.
禁食祷告。
Would fast and pray.
那就发现哦。开始祷告，禁食祷告以后，会议越来越短。
And then realized that after fasting prayer, the meeting time would be shorter and shorter.
那以前在开会常常觉得说啊，这个议案讨论不完哦，所以会议这个祷告暂时把它省起来。
And so many times, in order to get to some kind of consensus, they want to save time, and then they won't pray.
后来才发现说，你只要祷告加长，会议就减短。
But then you realize later that if you pray longer, the meeting becomes shorter.
有一次我记得有一个议案讨论很久没有结论。
I remember there was an agenda item that did not come to a conclusion.
反而是一个年轻的，大概第一次去参加一个青年，说我们应该把祷告会完再来讨论这件事情。
So it was a youth that mentioned we should actually pray, and then there would be an answer.
结果祷告会完五分钟就解决了。
And then after prayer, in 5 minutes, a conclusion was made.
所以我们教会里面呢，凡是要做带领工作，一定要有圣灵。
So for those who lead the work in the church, they must be full of the Holy Spirit.
因为这样啊，在圣灵的感动下，很容易同心。
Because then under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then people are able to be in a good accord and harmony.
那第二个，有圣灵在里面哦，在感动我们，服事才有动力。
When the Holy Spirit moves and works in us, then that means there is a actual power and action in the work we do.
圣经里面说，主耶稣为神的殿心里着急，好像火在烧。
So Jesus in the Bible it said that he was worried for the church, and so it was like a fire that was burning zealously.
那个火是什么？
So what is that fire?
那个火就是圣灵。
That fire is the Holy Spirit.
但是有时候好奇心会引起人想去做一些事情。
But because of man's curiosity, then it allows them to want to do certain things.
或者说新鲜感。
Or have this sense of freshness or invigoration.
所以有很多圣工刚刚开始的时候很多人。
So when you first start a church work, there's many people involved.
圣工一拉长以后一个就跑掉了。
But then as it toils along, it loses some people.
但如果一个人常常被圣灵充满。
But if a person is constantly revived by the Spirit,
神的那个火在里面烧,
then the fire in the heart in your heart will be burning.
我们服侍神那种热忱啊不会减少。
So that fire for the work of the Lord will not lessen.
所以你看，有的人服侍几十年还很热心。
So you'll see a lot of workers in church, they continuously serve.
这就是圣灵充满的一个很好的榜样。
And it is actually a sign of the fullness of the Holy Spirit, which is a good example.
所以教会里面重要的圣工一定要得圣灵，而且要被圣灵充满。
So the work of the church needs to be done by those who are full of the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们常常发现，教会比较注重祷告，一般问题都比较少。
We realize that the churches that really do emphasize prayer has less problems.
而且要推动圣工都比较简单。
And to mobilize the church work is much easier.
大家有一把火，想要为神做一些事情。
So it is like a pillar of fire that wants to do work for the Lord.
那第三个，圣灵充满的果效，就是因为有神的同在。
And so the third is to have the abidance from God.
因为这个圣灵就是神的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
圣灵充满就是神的同在。
So when there's a fullness of Holy Spirit that represents God's presence and abidance.
那我们在做圣工有神的同在，我们就发现了这个有神的祝福。
If we do work in the Lord, and then the Lord abides by us, then there's power and effect in what we do.
我们走到哪里啊，有神的同在，神的恩典就临到那里。
And so wherever we go, God's abidance and presence will follow.
所以保罗他在服侍神啊，他罗马书里面说。我再去你那里，我要把神丰盛的恩典带到你那里去。
In Romans, Paul, when he was doing the work for the Lord, wherever he went, God's abidance would follow.
那保罗怎么这么有把握，我把神丰盛的恩典带过去呢？
So why was Paul so convinced of this, that God's bountiful presence would be brought to wherever he went?
神的恩典是神在做主的，他怎么这么有把握，我去就把它带给你。
So how was he so sure that this was to happen?
因为他有神的同在。
Because he had the abidance of God.
他很清楚神跟他同在。
He was very clear that God was abiding in him.
神同在了，我们做什么，走到哪里，都有神的恩典。
So if God abides with us, then wherever we go, then what we do will hold blessing, will have blessings.
所以当时七个管理范子以后出来传福音的，变成很有果效。
So for those seven, once they went out to preach it, the effect of their work was very fruitful.
所以我们要做圣工服事时呢，每一天一定要祷告。
So when we involve ourselves in servitude, we must pray every day.
这不但是对教会好，对我们自己也好。
It's not only to benefit the church, but it benefits ourselves.
因为神力同在，不是教会我们所做的工作得恩典，我们本身的私生活也得很多恩典。
So not only does the church gain blessings, but even our own lives, we gain blessings.
所以我们常常在想哦，到底要祷告多久？
So we often think to ourselves, how long should we actually pray?
那教会会建议大家15分钟、30分钟。
So some churches that are starting may say 15 or 30 minutes.
这是给我们一个目标啊。
And this actually gives us a purpose.
那圣经里面是找不到15分钟、30分钟。
In the Bible, you will not be able to see guidelines of 15 or 30 minute prayers.
那圣经给我们目标，就是要祷告到被圣灵充满。
So the Bible says, gives us a purpose, and that is to pray to the point that we are filled.
那祷告多久圣灵才会充满呢？
So how long does it take till you become filled with the Holy Spirit?
每个人不一样，但这一定要有一段时间了。
For everyone is different, but there needs to be a duration of time.
15分钟大概是最少。
So 15 minutes is probably the most minimal.
那我们这么忙碌啊，半个钟头大概也是需要。
And even our most busy lives, we must dedicate like at least a half an hour.
所以要做圣工，要很注重私生活。
So in order to do the work for the Lord, we must pay attention to our lifestyle.
要改变。
And we must change.
要祷告，要圣灵充满，神的同在。
We must pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit and for His abidance.
好，我们再来回来看使徒行传第六章。
Let's look back at Acts chapter 6.
第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
下面一句话说智慧充足。
And it says here to be to have wisdom.
这个智慧充足就是能够明白神的旨意。
And to be full of wisdom is to be able to understand God's will.
那是我们所做的能够得到神的喜悦。
So that whatever we do may please God.
爱心是好的。
Love is good.
但是爱心需要有知识跟见识。
But love needs to have wisdom and standard.
那这个爱心才对教会有真的帮助。
So that the love will then be beneficial to help the church.
所以这里说要有智慧充足。
So this says here there must be the full of wisdom.
那智慧充足，我们做的会得到神的喜欢。
So if there's full of wisdom in what we do, then this will gain his favor.
好，我们来看一段圣经。
Let's look at a passage.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
因此我们自从听见的日子就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。第十节
Verse 10.
好叫你们行事为人对得其主，凡事蒙他喜悦。这个地方在讲我们在做圣工有一个目标，就是每一件事情要得到神的喜悦。
So when we are doing the work of the Lord, then we must think that everything we do will gain favor in His eyes.
那这跟第一句话有关系行事为人对得起主。
It says that this has relation to the first part, which is
verse 10,
that you may walk worthy of the Lord.
也就是说，我们做的事情在神面前有价值。
So that what we do in the Lord's eyes has value.
我们做圣工如果照神的旨意来做，那一部分在神看起来就是有价值。
So in front of the Lord's eyes, whatever we do, there's worth.
那如果做得很热心，哪一部分不是照神的旨意来，神不喜欢不但神不会祝福，我们投入的那一部分呢，就没有价值。
So if we do something that is not pleasing to the Lord, then what we do has no worth to it.
所以这个智慧充足是当时使徒他们在用人的教会的一个很重要的条件。
So this doing what is worthy of the Lord was actually a criterion that the disciples use in the church.
我们再回来第六章，使徒行传第六章。
Let's look back at Acts chapter 6.
啊，第四节。
Verse 4.
但是我们要专心以祈祷传道为事，第五节。
Verse 5.
大家都喜悦这话，就拣选斯蒂凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓力，啊，这一直到啊第五节结束，哦，这他们就照着这个标准啊来拣选工人。
So they went obey these standards, went by these standards to choose the workers of the church.
所以为什么我们要常常有工人训练？
So why do we always need to have, constantly need to have worker cultivation?
其实有时候一个200人的教会啊，要照这个三个标准来拣选人哦，找不到很多人。
For those churches that have 200 members, it's actually hard to find people with these three criteria.
比方说，如果一个教会要选啊，六个负责人。
If a church is to choose six council board members,
那他要提名十二个人。
Then they need to come up with 12 candidates.
那要照这个三个标准来讲，有时候真的找不到人。
But then to use these three standards, it's really hard to find a lot of people to help.
所以更让我们知道说，我们真的信仰要追求进步。
So it tells us even more that we need to focus on the improvement of our spirituality.
如果我们的牧养很成功，我们要找教会的工人会很简单，你可以找到很多。
If our cultivation and tending of the sheep is good, then it will be easy for us to find these workers.
我们要按理长老之事，你可以找到很多人。
And then in the midst of trying to ordain pastors and ministers and deacons, then we'll find many.
所以到使徒行传第六章，虽然短短的一段时间啊，他们就能够找到七个人。
But then you can see that from the short span of time in chapter 6, they were able to find seven people.
所以以后这个教会的行政就是七个人在管理使徒，就是祈祷传道。
So these seven took care of the administrative matters, while the disciples took care of the pastoral work.
那这样整个教会能够分工，也能够合作。
And so that the work of the church can be divided, and that there is actually a harmony in the work.
所以第七节，神的道就兴旺起来。
So that is why the word of God spread.
所以我们教会要圣工要兴旺，就是要朝这个方向来努力。
So if we wish our church to prosper, then we should follow in this way.
有困难没有关系。
If there are difficulties, that is a small matter.
但是我们要求神带领，让危机变成转机。
We need to ask God to turn the adversities into like turning points.
使教会能够更往前的进一步发展。
So that church can walk ever more closer to the progress.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
414首。
414.